The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Remember Stranger Danger? Teaching your kids to stay away from people they don't know.
They would teach that right next to Dare.
Yeah. Back in the day. But it really is an important conversation to have with your kids. I don't know that we discuss it enough with kids. We talk about, hey, you know, don't take drugs, don't do this, but you really want them to know to not go with anybody they don't know. Get in a car. Don't go with somebody that's trying to entice you.
In all reality, kids are pretty much on their phone in the house now. So the stranger danger isn't as big a thing. But yes, you should tell your kids.
I think it's a bigger thing because you put an iPhone in front of a kid. If you're a random stranger, you're going to lure him right in.
Not just that, but they're on your phone telling you, hey, I've got this, that, and the other. Meet me here.
They're there, yeah.
Facts.
There's been all kinds of kidnappings and things that have happened because of it. So we're talking about stranger danger right now. Do you talk to your kids about not talking to people they don't know? Plus, wait till you hear the audio that we pulled from TikTok. This guy did this experiment on a child. And a mom is convinced he's not going to go with a stranger. Well, does he or doesn't he, the little boy? It's pretty compelling audio. Let's take a listen.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so it's called Tricky People Now. You know, used to be Stranger Danger back in the day. What we're talking about is how to teach your children to not go with people they don't know.
The Parents Court!
There was an experiment that this guy did on TikTok. And he walked up to a mom and he said this.
That's your kid over there, right?
Yeah. Okay.
If I go over to him now and I get friendly with him, do you think he'll trust me as a stranger? And
no, I think he's going to come to me.
So mom predicts the kid will run to her. He, you know, gives it his best shot. Let's find out here in a little bit who he went with. Think about that for a minute. And let's talk about stranger danger. You think that you've taught your children right. But the problem with the way we teach kids about stranger danger is we make this monster image in our head. It's a scary person. Well, really, dangerous people just look like everybody else. They're nice. They have candy. They have puppies. They have toys. And they're trying to entice your children. iPads, all kinds of electronics.
I had somebody try to steal me when I was a kid.
Automatic, tell the story because it's scary.
So I was walking to school and this guy pulls up on me in his car and he's like, hey, little boy, you want to come? You need a ride to school? And I was like, no, I'm good. And he's like, well, just come here. I got some candy for you. He tried to lure me into come close to the car. And I was like, no, I'm good.
Do you remember
good.
What kind of candy?
No, I don't remember what kind of candy. But then, yeah, he comes up and then he's like starts to get out of the car and I just book it. And I run to a stranger's house. I knock on the door. She lets me in. It was this little old lady. Luckily, she was a good stranger. I was able to call my mom, call the school, and they came pick me up.
It's funny because you ran to another stranger's house. But also,
but
you
needed help. You were smart.
That's also a little scary, though, too, because you have to tell now you have to communicate to your children what to do in the heat of the moment because you didn't know.
I ran to a stranger's house.
You could have ran into a
whole
other...
What if I ran to a mean stranger's house?
Yeah, so I think, back to what you're saying, Dana, the whole point of this conversation is very important to make sure you talk to your children about it. My mom and my grandma were very big on, straight up, look, if it's not me or your grandma, don't go home with anybody.
That's what you have to tell your kids. It's not about what someone looks like. It's not about the color of their skin or the gender. Because women can, unfortunately, be predators as well.
Oh.
Remember the little girl? Her name was J.C. Dugard?
Yes.
She was held captive by a man for almost 20 years.
What?
It was just crazy. Had two children from this man. The wife assisted in her captivity. And also, child advocates do point out, it's very unfortunate to say this, but children are more likely to be abused by someone they know or a relative. So no matter what, if someone is touching you in a wrong way, if someone is making you feel uncomfortable, let your children know they can talk to you about anyone, anything, and you're going to listen. You're going to pay attention to them and believe them. The last thing experts say to teach your kids is if someone does approach them they don't know and grabs them, scream at the top of your lungs, this is not my mother, this is not my father, this is not my relative, as loudly as they can. Scream, scream, scream at the top of their lungs. Now, here's the rest of that TikTok. Did the little boy go with a stranger or did he run back to mom?
You ever drive an ice cream truck before?
No.
Do you want to go drive an ice cream truck?
No, thanks.
No, thanks? I was talking to your mom. She said I can take you to go get some ice cream if you want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to go get ice cream?
Yeah.
Hey, give me a hand so you don't get lost. So your mom's okay with this?
Yeah.
In the video, you can see the mother's face is horrified watching her little boy put his hand inside that stranger's hand. Ooh. So when I say you teach your kids to not go with anyone besides you, you have to say it over and over and over again.
No matter how much candy, how much ice cream, how many gifts they offer.
How many electronic gifts, whatever they do, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian is talking sexy time with her grandma MJ, which leads me to the question, how much of, you know, that should you share with your family? We're going to play some audio for you right now. It's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, brought to you by State Farm, celebrity birthdays, aunt.
Our friend of the show, comedian Jay Farrow, celebrating his birthday. We also have Stephen A. Smith celebrating a birthday as well, too. Usher, and wrapping up on YouTube star Jelly, celebrating his birthday.
All right, so let's talk about The Voice. Gwen Stefani and John Legend are out. Enter Chance the Rapper to sit in one of the judges' chairs, and I hear he's going to make like over $20 million.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead, Chance.
That's all so exciting, too. I think Chance could manage some good talent and help cultivate a career.
Yeah, I mean, he's a charismatic guy. You know, he's perfect for TV.
Stepping into a whole new world. All right, let's talk about Drake's son Adonis now. I didn't know this. He's already 5.
Babe.
He just celebrated his 5th birthday. If you recall, we spoke to Nicki Minaj a little earlier this year, and she said she missed the last one.
He invited Papa Bear to Adonis's party, but it was last minute, and I was bummed out. But it was during that mommy time where you know, you'd be there, you'd be lucky if you even able to brush your hair that week.
Oh, I remember those days. Go check our entire conversation with Nicki Minaj on YouTube. Subscribe to the Dana Cortez Show channel. And also, just know she made it to this birthday party, as did DJ Khaled. And of course, it was a Marvel themed. Every single superhero was at Adonis's
Drake's
birthday
baby
party.
Mama was also there, too.
So that
was
pretty cool to see. Beautiful.
They had like little kosher and stuff. Drake's walking around with a little like camcorder, like a real dad.
Baby.
You think that those two still see each other?
No.
They're so friendly. He bought her a house right next door to him. She lives in a mansion.
She's his baby mama. That's it.
He knocked it down, though, when he was
in that. I think so, too.
For sure, dog. For sure, bro.
We'll explore that conversation another day. And then finally, Kim Kardashian was talking to her grandmother, MJ, who is one of my favorite characters on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But she's talking to her about sexy time.
My grandma told me that you really live life when you have sex in front of the fireplace. And so we had sex in front of the fireplace in honor of you. I know that's really
creepy. Not in the lobby.
Or how creepy to think about your grandma before you have sex.
I know.
Damn, dude, I need to get me a fireplace.
We have had multiple fireplaces and have never done this.
Well, we're about to. We're going to think about Kim Kardashian's grandma.
Way to ruin it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you ever wanted to eat your elf on a shelf?
Hey,
maybe yeah, maybe no. I've got some interesting food news right now, okay? The holidays are almost here. It's Friday. Time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
Automatic, you know how we love to watch Christmas movies, all the classics.
Of course, yeah.
There's
yeah.
a new one that's
almost
coming.
It's the season.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. There's a new one coming, and I have a feeling we're going to add it to our repertoire. Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell together for a movie called Spirited.
What is all of this?
I am your ghost of Christmas present.
Like a Christmas carol?
I can't wait to watch this. It's coming to Apple TV. And here's a little hack for you. If you have an Apple phone, you can get Apple TV for free for 14 days and then cancel it
okay.
after All you right. watch
there
the
it is.
Movie. How about that?
Famous last words, because you always forget to cancel.
No, you don't. If you set the
but,
alarm.
It
phone.
Does deserve a bigger release than I think just Apple TV, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan
so
Reynolds
too.
And freaking Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell.
That's so funny, dude.
There's going to be so many bootlegs of this.
Oh, my gosh. Remember the big bootlegs back in the day at the flea market? Oh, my God. I think I still have some in our trunk. All right, now let's move on to food news. Kellogg's is ready for the 2022 holiday season with their shelf North Pole Snow Cream Cereal. Mm. It's a frosted star pieces, mini marshmallows, and a special slow-release flavor ingredient they describe as makes you feel like you took a bite out of a snowball.
Okay, it's, hold on. We haven't even hit Halloween
thank
yet.
You, dude.
Yeah, we haven't even hit Thanksgiving.
I don't care.
And I'm talking too much. Two Christmas stories in a row?
Yes.
This is why your Halloween costumes are always crap. Because you're over here getting giddy over Christmas already.
Yeah, you're,
instead of focusing on Halloween.
Yeah, okay, come Come on, yeah. Come get on. Your seasons right.
Am I just in this room with two Grinches? What, no. You're not excited no. about this?
You're in the room with two realists,
first
okay?
First of all, if anybody had a reason to be a Grinch, it'd be me. My birthday's on Christmas, all right?
Yeah.
So if I wanted to be a Grinch, I'd be allowed
or
to.
Or you could be really excited about Christmas because it's your birthday as well.
Nope, but I'm excited about Halloween.
Well, you could buy this cereal at Walmart. Anyway.
I'm going to dress up as Santa Claus for Halloween. Maybe I'll be accepted then.
All right. National Day Anthony A.
Let's start with National Ball and Free Day.
Yeah, just like Santa.
Oh, yes, dude. Also, my bad, earlier I missed this. It's World Egg Day, all right? Shout out to the International Egg Commission.
Shout out to the egg.
The International Egg Commission, does that exist?
Yes, it's a real thing, and I'm a big fan of what they do.
Hold on, scrambled, coddled, over easy, poached. Shout out to the whale,
there it is. All right, we also got National Chocolate-Covered Insect Day, and we'll wrap it up on National Dessert Day.
Yeah. National Dessert Day. Since it's Hispanic Heritage Month, let's talk about some of the most delectable desserts that come from the Latino community.
Ooh.
Well, Anthony, you seem so yep. excited. You screaming, what
my
you
grandma's
name?
Bisco Cheetos. Smacking.
Oh, they're so good. Bisco Cheetos are delicious. DJ nice Automatic. Cookie.
Fried ice cream. So oh, when you do the sopapilla with the ice cream and the chocolate sauce, that is amazing.
I love tres leches, but I'm just going to keep it real. A good old-fashioned sopapilla with some refined sugar all over it. I don't give a damn, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we had our parents' court discussion, and Dana broke down how to talk to your children about the dangers of strangers.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger. All right, so if you missed it, we're going to recap some of those steps and what you should do to inform your kids. That's Welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Danger, stranger, stranger, danger. I got it right.
There you go.
Automatic. I was a little nervous on how to say it. And this is a serious topic.
It is a serious topic. And I mean, as somebody who has a kid that, you know, my daughter's 15 now, but when she was younger, I always made sure that she knew, don't go with strangers. Stay away from white vans.
Facts, dude.
With no windows, yeah. I mean, if you're ever in a situation where you start to feel uncomfortable, remove yourself from that situation.
And the research I'm doing, too, they're saying that it's never too early to talk about it because kidnapping can happen at any point, any time in anybody's life.
I think I started talking to her probably about 3 when she started going to Montessori school, and she was around other people she didn't know. Yeah. That way, she knew not to go home with somebody else.
I don't know what you call it, but a lot of times I was left to babysit my younger brother, and I was like 10. You know, I don't know. I shouldn't have been a babysitter. I know it was like a term
for
it. I
did the same thing.
But my mom would always say,
they just left you together.
Don't you open this door for anybody who's not your grandma or me. And don't bother listening to anybody knock because we have a key, so we're going to walk right in.
That's right.
And that, like, I remember those conversations early on. But that's what you're supposed to do with your children. Another thing they're saying to do is also give a role-playing scenario. Like, kind of like what we went over today inside the parents' court where the guy was, you know, invited the kid over for some ice cream and he was able to get him to go.
Yeah.
So play those scenarios too. Like if I was somebody who wanted to lure DJ Automatic into something,
he'd be like, "Here's some marijuana."
Okay, you had to go there, dude. You just had to go there. Another thing I strongly encourage is a family code word. All right, like a family code word that you guys.
I think that's a good idea.
That you can
because if that's just amongst the family members and they know that it's only okay to go with this person if they know the code word.
There it is, dude. Do you know what your code word would be for your family?
I have no idea. I don't want to say what I thought.
None of your business.
Oh my God. I can't tell you the code word, else you'll know my family code
facts,
word.
Dude. I think mine.
I'm keeping all the passwords.
My mom would have picked some 50 Cent lyric. I don't know what she would have been, but she would have definitely
done. She would have been like Mini Men.
Mini, 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 mini,
mini. All right. The final thing you need to do is teach your kids how to identify safe adults like police officers or somebody who can help them when they're in danger.
Yes. I really was. Somebody tried to steal me as a kid. And,
damn.
It was a very frightening situation. Obviously changed, you know, my outlook on life for a long time. But yeah, I was able to run to a house, talk to another stranger. Luckily, it was a nice old woman who let me use her phone and got my whole situation straightened out.
So you ran from one stranger to another stranger's house.
Yeah, but it was a safe stranger.
Okay, all right. As you know what? You identified a safe adult. Congratulations, DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.